Hello, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Thursday, the 23rd of January 2014. So I'm just about to put up a new recipe on the blog. It's a recipe for a lemon and lime cake. I have to say, I really like this cake. This was a huge success. And I should add that all neighbour opportunities are currently closed. If any new neighbour opportunities come available, I will let you all know. Basically, an awful lot of my neighbours benefited from this cake yesterday, which is not a bad thing because it is a really, really good cake. It does freeze well. I just don't have an awful lot of space in my freezer at the moment. It's jam-packed full of local Highland beef, our own pig, our own pork, and then there's some leftovers from Christmas, some turkey and ham as well. So I'm hiding out in the kitchen, so in case you hear some background noise, you might hear the two-year-old come in and terrorise me because he is a little terror at the moment. Anyway, to get back to the cake, I need to make a cake that is quick enough to bake. I basically need to be able to lash together a cake batter and have it baked in cooling during the time that he's gone for his nap. His nap time is give or take about 90 minutes. So I need a cake batter that I can lash together, get the oven heated up when I put him up to bed, make a cake, bake it, take it out and have it cooling on the rack and have the oven turned off by the time he gets up. That's no mean feat. So this is a cake that only takes me 90 minutes to bake and cool. So it's something that's absolutely essential in my repertoire. And one of the reasons why it doesn't take me so long is I don't have to think too much ahead for it. By using a high proportion of sour cream instead of butter in the cake, it's something that I don't need to wait for the ingredients to soften. Now, just to note, if you're listening in the US, I've specified medium eggs in the recipe. What you may or may not know is that European medium eggs are the equivalent of a US large egg. So if you're listening in the US and you're testing my recipes in the US, just to let you know, anything that specifies a medium egg on my recipes is therefore, if you're cooking in the US, you need to look for a large egg. And that's one of the reasons why I only ever use medium eggs in my baking. Also, they're cheaper. And at the end of the day, we're all on a budget. It's something that we need to keep an eye on. Something else that I baked yesterday, actually, I baked an awful lot of that. I made a porter cake yesterday. Porter cake, it's a taste, it's a flavour from my childhood. It's very, very distinctive. Porter is a type of dark ale or dark beer. It originated in, I guess, the UK. The closest equivalent, I guess, that we would have in mainstream in Ireland would be Guinness, which is a stout. So actually, I soaked my fruit in Guinness because I didn't have any porter in the house, but I did have Guinness. So my fruit soaked in Guinness for about 48 hours before I whipped it into the cake batter. So it is a very, very distinctive flavour, but it's one that we all love as a family. And actually, this cake matures over time. So I baked it last night. It's still very crumbly today. It'll develop more over the next couple of days. And as a matter of fact, probably today is Thursday, probably comes Saturday when it's a little bit stale. It'll be absolutely fantastic, toasted with a good smear of Irish butter, yellow Irish salted butter. And failing that, if there is any left at all, I'll recycle the crumbs from that cake into a ghur cake, which is a traditional Irish cake made with leftover or stale crumbs, cake crumbs and bread crumbs. So what's the plan for the next couple of days ahead? I've got a shopping list as long as my arm. Tomorrow I'll be working on the Sod Show. I've joined the Sod Show team, so that's something that we're all very excited about. And there's an awful lot of writing to be done, and needless to say, I still have housework to do. I still have to take care of the kids. You'll find me on all good social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where you'll find me as @wholesomeie. The blog itself is wholesomeireland.com, but you can also find me on wholesome.ie. Whatever you're up to over the next couple of days, have a great few days, and I'll talk to you soon.